my name is Jessica Thompson. I am 15 years old, and today I will be interviewing Mr. Bruce Thompson on August 9th, 2019, surrounding his childhood and teenage years. Hello, Mr. Bruce Thompson. How are you today?
Hello, thank you. I'm fine.
To begin this interview, I would like to ask you, when and where were you born?
When? I was born April 24th, 1953, in Bellevue Hospital in Niskayuna, New York.
Did you remain in Niskayuna, New York, or did you ever move?
Well, the hospital was in Niskayuna, New York, but the city I lived in was Schenectady, New York, which is only 5 minutes away.
Did you have any siblings growing up? And if you did, how were they like?
I had one sister. She was 6 years older than I, and I had one brother, which was 14 years younger than I. And they were great. They were like any other brother and sister. We got along all right because of the age difference, but it was nice.
What was your sister's name?
Sister's name was Linda.
And your brother's?
Carl.
Who were your parents?
My mother's name was Josephine Sinatra. That was her maiden name, Sinatra. And my father's name was Walter Thompson.
How was the relationship like with your parents?
My mother was great. She was the only one in the household among me growing up. And she gave me everything. The food on my back, the food on the table. Clothes on my back, the food on the table.
How was the relationship like with your siblings?
It was good. Like I said, the age difference, there wasn't not much sibling rivalry. We didn't fight that much because of the age difference. It was good. We got along well.
Do you have a favorite memory with your siblings?
Not really, no. All pretty much the same. All good.
Do you mind describing your childhood home?
My childhood home? Like I said, I lived with my mother. Lived in a projects. That's about it. Other than the fact, you know, like I said, she supplied everything in the house, with clothes, the food, furniture, things like
that. What is your ethnicity? For example, are you French, Italian, Hispanic?
Well, my mother is 100% Italian, they say. My father, I have no idea. So I am half Italian and half either English or Irish. Don't know.
Who was your best friend as a child?
His name was Carl Jelinek.
And how was he like?
Pretty much like myself does, you know. We like to play baseball, football, hang out in the parks, fishing, things like that.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Perfect day? Be able to get outside if it's not raining and do the things I like to do.
What is your best memory from your childhood?
I don't really have best memories. They're all pretty good.
Did you have a favorite relative?
Yeah, I had my cousin David. He's about a year or so older than me. A little over a year older than me. We were like best friends also.
What did you guys like to do together?
Pretty much the same, like I said. Hunt, fish, baseball, football. Just hanging out together. Boy stuff.
I know during the 50s and 70s, the Vietnam War was occurring. So how was that like growing up with that war going on?
Well, my early childhood, I really didn't think about the war. Up until I got into high school, draft going on, and I would have to be drafted someday. That's when I really started thinking about the war, but up until that time, it didn't really affect my household at all, you know? Never really thought about it.
So were you drafted or enlisted?
I enlisted.
At which age?
I was 17. Well, actually 16 when I went to the recruiter's office and my mother signed the paperwork.
Was it scary leaving home at the age of 17?
No. I was finding it exciting. Be able to go places. I haven't been anywhere, so I figured I could see the world a little bit.
Was your mother okay with you going off to the war?
Yeah, like I said, she had to sign the paperwork for me to go in because of my age. You had to be 18 normally to get in without a signature of your parents. So. Yeah, she was all right.
Okay. Before I wrap up this interview, I would just like to thank you for your service and defending our country during that time. And to conclude this interview, my final question is, if you have one thing that you can change about your childhood, what would it be and why?
I would have probably stayed in school a little longer, got a better education, and before I ended up going into the military, stayed in school longer, further my education more than I did.
Thank you for allowing me to interview today.
You're welcome. Bye. Y'all know, come back now, you hear.